Progress check 5. Exercise 2, page 94. You will listen to a radio program in which a presenter, Brian Rogers, talks to Susanna Brightman, a social worker, about global migration. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's edition of People Power. Today we're going to be discussing a hot topic at the moment, global migration and what it means for each and every one of us. With me in the studio is Susanna Brightman, a social worker. Welcome, Susanna.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Susanna, we've heard a lot in the news recently about this subject, but what do you see as the problem?
Well, I think the problem is just that, calling it a problem. Global migration is a complex issue that means different things to different people. It unfortunately has been getting a bit of a raw deal in the press, who seem to be fixated on one area of it and have a very blinkered view which doesn't do it justice. What we haven't heard is how it is an integral part of modern living.
Sorry, that was a poor choice of words on my part. What do you mean, an integral part?
I mean that this country, and indeed the world, wouldn't be the same without it. Over the years, migration has shaped the way we live today, both through the people that have come here to this country and the people who have left to make their lives elsewhere. It has a fundamental impact on everyone, even those that never come into contact with migrants.
How can that be?
Quite simply, financially. The press would have us believe all sorts of things. But quite frankly, the idea that migrants are only interested in stealing our jobs or claiming benefits is just preposterous. If anything, their presence here improves the financial situation of both the country as a whole and its citizens. The majority of them have already acquired a job before they arrive, and often it's in a position that natives either don't want to fill or can't. Once here, they contribute to public finances through tax, and they increase the GDP, so boost the economy. Without them, we'd probably be looking at spending cuts to services or tax rises.
Okay, I can see that when they are working, migrants make contributions, but they also add an extra strain on public services, such as the health service, don't they?
Actually, a lot of public services rely on migrant workers to fill certain roles, and they would struggle to cope if they left. Added to that, a number of sectors, such as agriculture and manufacturing, are also dependent on this workforce, and they would experience a severe hardship if that pool of workers dried up. They would probably have to raise their prices, leading to a rise in the cost of living for the rest of us.
Okay, I get what you're saying. People who come here with a job waiting for them are good for the economy in the country. But what about those that never planned to leave their homeland but were forced to do so? What about them?
Most of these people just want a chance to get back on their feet, with the hope of maybe one day being able to return to their homeland. As you said, they didn't choose to leave, they were forced to. And there's not much that can be done about that, except by foreign governments offering assistance to overcome the problems that made them leave.
Well, thank you, Susanna. You've certainly given us a lot to think about.